This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And in for Mike today is Tracy. Thank you, Tracy. We are live at the Beacon Building. We're at 814 Elm Street right in downtown Manchester. And you are listening to 107.7 FM. You are listening to Food for Thought. You can also stream us live on the World Wide Web at WTPLFM.com. And it is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. So welcome, Tracy, to Food for Thought.
Thank you. Always happy to be here. So much fun.
I know. I never get to see you anymore.
I know. 2 weeks in a row.
2 weeks in a row.
I'm happy. I get to come back next week, too.
I know. That's cool. Tracy will be with me next Thursday. I have, like, different people each day, so it's been kind of, it's been fun. It's been very fun. So, but we have a packed show today. Our green room will be filled throughout the next 2 hours. But our first guest after our break, we're going to chat first. But just so you know, coming up, we're going to be talking with the owner of Mama McDonough's, a Irish pub in Hillsborough. So I'm anxious to talk to Rich about that.
Yeah.
And then we're going to be in studio with Ken Sheldon, who acts as Fred Marples from a fictitious town in New Hampshire, Frost Heaves, and he wrote a book. So, and I have had him on Food for Thought. It's been a while, and he is quite the character.
Yeah,
no pun intended.
I glanced at the book. It looked looked like he is quite the character.
It should be a fun segment with Ken slash Fred. So, and then later on, we are going to be in studio with MHP of Untapped, our new segment here on Food for Thought. We didn't have a show yesterday due to the Red Sox, so Michael Helpley Pierce is coming on today, and he's going to be bringing in the owner of Swift Current Brewing. So we're going to talk beer at the end of the show.
That's always fun.
That's a great way to end
a nice Friday afternoon.
Exactly. You know what? I did yesterday go to Tuckaway Tavern.
Oh, you did?
I did. Michelle and I went. Actually, Daryl and I went last Saturday. And yesterday, Michelle and I went. And oh, dear. It was so good. I can't even tell you. It was so, so good. You know, I just forgot what I was going to tell you about it.
Maybe what you ate. Did the chef come out and talk to you?
Bobby, of course. I love Bobby. I am just so impressed by him. I just think he just does such a great job. When he came on to, you know, Food for Thought a couple mm-hmm. weeks ago, I just think he's amazing for, you know, for what he's done. And
absolutely.
He's self-taught
and everything.
His age. Yep. I don't even know how old he is, but he looks so young. Yeah. He can't be as young as he looks. I'm sure of it. But what a nice guy. So, yeah, Tuckaway Tavern was really good.
Nice. I can't wait. Lisa and I still have not gone. Our girls' night out. We have to go do that soon.
Well, remember I was supposed to go to the beer dinner last night?
Yes.
I completely forgot. That was like the next day after.
Oh, because he was going to get you in.
Yes. And I had to email him and tell him that we couldn't make it.
Because you had the gala.
We had the Heart Gala last night. So we were at the Heart Gala, the American Heart Association Gala. It's takes place yearly. It's their big fundraising event, and it was held at the Castleton. And Daryl and I went. You know, you get all dressed up in the gowns.
It's always
and,
fun.
You know, the suit and tie and all that stuff. And, yeah, we had a really good time. Very fun. Danced and, yeah.
It was a nice evening for it, too.
It was a beautiful, beautiful evening. And it ended with fireworks, like, right out on that little lake they have.
Yeah.
Or, you know. You should have seen these fireworks. You know, I'm thinking, all right.
Top notch.
Like 3 minutes, you know, like, because there really wasn't a whole lot of people. And, oh, my gosh. It went on for, I swear, almost at least 20, 25 minutes. And they were really good.
Wow.
Like, really good. So it was fun.
Gala-worthy.
It was definitely gala-worthy. Yes.
So do we have a food holiday today?
We do. It's a pretty good one, too.
Oh, what is it?
You know, sometimes they're like the other day, it was National Pralines Day. but today's National Chocolate Pudding Day.
That is funny because that's something I never eat, and I actually had a chocolate pudding yesterday. We buy the little pudding packs as a little treat when my kids go to camp, and they were in the refrigerator, and I cheated, and I took one of their little pudding cups. Sorry, kids. But it was good. It was kind of a flashback.
So if you're missing one, Mom took one.
I haven't had one in so long. It was kind of good.
Those, you know, I will get them sometimes for a snack for myself.
Yeah,
the sugar
small.
Free and the fat free. Mm-hmm. They're like 60 calories. It's like, what the heck?
You feel like you're cheating.
You do.
And it's not so
and
bad.
It's delicious.
Well, that's a good food holiday. I like that.
Okay, you're right. It is. It is. And so what else is happening, Tracy? Like, how have you been busy? It looks like you've been very busy.
Yeah, well, kids got out of school, going to camp like so many other people. So, you know, with summer comes yard work and all the stuff along with everyday life, but I enjoy it. It's fun planting flowers and all that.
Fun.
But I wanted to tell you about so another thing we do more in the summer is cook out, grill on the grill. And we're always looking for light, easy to make healthy things for dinner. So we were just in the grocery store, what are we going to have? And I tend to stick to the same fishes, salmon, haddock. You know, I don't venture out too much. I don't know why. Maybe just because I don't know how to make them. We decided to get some mahi-mahi, took it home.
Oh, I know what you're getting at.
And all we did was put it in some aluminum foil. And I will Healthy Solutions, who is one of our new sponsors, has the blends that you can just, it's
They're
all
so
together. So
good.
The one we used was a lemon pepper scallops, and we just put a little bit of grapeseed oil. We use grapeseed oil instead of olive oil, and we put a little grapeseed oil in there, sprinkled the lemon pepper scallop seasoning from Healthy Solutions Spice Blends in there, closed it all up, stuck it on the grill.
Yum.
Done in just a few minutes, and then it makes like this little
kind of like a
little sauce
probably.
In
yeah.
there. And all we did was put it on a bed of mixed greens and then pour the little bit of sauce over there. Healthy, easy, so delicious. And my husband loved it too.
Her blends are delicious.
They're
I've been
good.
Using them on a ton of stuff.
Yep.
You know, pretty much everything we've been cooking. And on the grill, I've been putting that on. And, you know, each packet is, you know, like it'll say this is for steak or this is for chicken. I've been using whatever on whatever.
Trying it all,
you know,
mixing
I'm like, we can put this on this, and you know, and it's been really, really
and
good.
I think that's what she's gonna, when she starts her segment with us, she's gonna give us ideas for what do you have in the refrigerator, you know, pull it out and try the different blends with it. Because a lot of times we're like, oh, what do you put on what? So I think Shelley's gonna help us out with that.
I think it's gonna be a great segment.
Yeah,
that'll be really fun. Very helpful.
Oh,
so,
definitely.
Yeah.
So what else? Have you tried anything new lately?
Let me see. Well, you know, let's go back to Tuckaway. I don't mean to go back to Tuckaway, but it's okay to go back to Tuckaway. Have you tried their sausages?
No, I haven't been yet.
Sausages. Oh, my gosh. Wait until you go and you see the butchery. They have a butchery. And they have over 30 different kinds of sausages. And when I went with Daryl on Saturday, of course, we saw Bobby. And he left. He sent us home with a bunch of samples. Well, we had so much sausage and steak tips he put in there also. For us to try, I'm like, oh my gosh, we're gonna have to have like the whole family over to you know, to eat all this, which we did. We had my whole family over Monday night, and we cooked on the grill. Well, he has sausages like there's stuff. One of them was my favorite, chicken parmesan sausage.
Yum.
Stuffs the sausage casing with chicken, cheese, tomato sauce. It tastes just like you're eating chicken parmesan.
So
it is
like
crazy.
Not really a sausage.
I'm telling you, they are so cool. And then another one was a blueberry maple.
Oh, so that's more of a breakfast.
I guess, you know. And then a spinach and feta.
Oh, I always love spinach and feta together.
And the feta like oozed out of the sausage. Oh my gosh, it was really good.
But that sounds somewhat healthy if it's chicken.
Exactly. True. I mean, they were so good. And his steak tips, I'm telling you, you don't even need a knife. You can use your fork. Crazy. Crazy.
You have to take a little trip over there.
You do. You definitely have to go. Mondays and Tuesdays is 2-for-1 lobster rolls.
We were talking about that, Eddie and I, my husband. After Bobby came on, we're like, we got to go over there on a Monday or Tuesday.
Michelle and I went yesterday and we shared one.
They're big.
Yikes. Unbelievable how good it is.
So what'd you do with the free one if you shared one?
No, it wasn't Monday and Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
So we didn't get that. We actually, we shared a lobster roll and we shared a meatball melt, which was delicious. Okay. Of course, they make homemade meatballs. And, you know, it was like a meatball melt panini. kind of thing. It was delicious. Yeah, it was very, very good. Do you want to give a shout out to some sponsors?
I would like to. So shout out to Puerto Vallarta Mexican Grill at 865 2nd Street. Puerto Vallarta mgrill.com for authentic Mexican at incredible prices. Definitely one of my favorite places to go. Integrity Health Coaching Solutions in Bedford and Londonderry. IntegrityFit.com, your coaching solutions company. And one of our newest sponsors who's going to be on with us today, Mama McDonough's Irish Pub at 5 Depot Street in Hillsboro. Come find your Irish side and look for them on Facebook.
There you go. All right. I think we're going to go on a break. And when we come back, we will be in studio with Rich, the owner of Mama McDonough's in Hillsboro. You can like them on Facebook as well. Come find your Irish side. Stay tuned, and we'll be talking all about Mama McDonough's when we come back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And in for Mike today is Tracy Gregoire. And we're live at the Beacon Building. We're at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. And I just want to give a little shout out to J-Dog. J-Dog is on the board today. Hi, J-Dog.
Good afternoon.
And now, okay, I knew that you would be able to clarify this because you're the numbers man.
Yeah.
Bob sent me an email that said today was the 100th show. But when I spoke with you yesterday, you said Monday was the 100th show.
Monday, yeah. He miscalculated by just one off, so it's okay.
I figured it was his miscalculation and not yours.
Yeah. Well,
I trust him.
Oh, yeah. I'm not on the 100th day.
No, no, 100 on Monday. No, isn't that cool?
That is very cool.
Just remind me of that, J-Dog, on Monday.
Will do.
Did you get my picture last night from the Heart Gala?
I did. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I sent him a little mwah picture. All right. Without any further ado, let's welcome on. It's our newest sponsor, Rich Hellings of Mama McDonough's in Hillsboro. So welcome to Food for Thought.
Thank you, Carol. It's good to be here.
Yeah, we're very glad you're here. So tell us about Mama McDonough's and what people might find at Mama McDonough's and what it's all about.
Well, we... I've been in business now a little more than a year and a half.
Good for you.
And when he opened up, it's named after my grandmother.
Nice.
Who, her philosophy was, always make sure when you invite people in that they feel like they're at their friend's house. So that's kind of our mission statement at the pub. We love being in Hillsboro. The people have treated us with the best attitude, and a lot of the people that we never knew before are actually really good friends right now. So it's
Hillsboro is such a cute little town.
It really
there's
is.
A lot going on in Hillsboro. You know, yes, you kind of think of Hillsboro as being this little, you know, but it's a cute town, and there's a lot going on there because we've had quite a few businesses in on Food for Thought for from Hillsboro. So
yeah, I hadn't spent much time in there beforehand. So starting up there, you know, like I said, almost 2 years ago is.
So yeah. for the listeners, we have somebody outside our window. If you're wondering what's going on, we have like 10 or 15 little giant beach balls sitting out here. And there's somebody out here with a little kid who wants to play with them. So we're all like, what's going on? He's trying to talk to us. Hi. So sorry, we had a little distraction.
You know what? You can take that beach ball for him. Can you hear me? Take it.
Yes.
For him. Yes. You're welcome.
He's very excited. We love having a live audience.
We are sitting in like I call it a glass enclosed case. That's what I call it. Right, so that what it
in
looks like?
In the fishbowl.
In the fishbowl, exactly.
And people try to talk to us from out there, but we can't
hear
them.
But we have a speaker out there now,
so they can hear us now.
Yes. So see, he could hear what I was saying about the ball. So that was good.
Gotta love live radio. So sorry, Rich.
No. So I was saying, so we have... kind of a pub-style menu. We're a small venue. We only seat 49 people.
That's a good size.
But
I love a pub-style menu.
Yes, and it's got a real Irish atmosphere when you go in. It's almost kind of like coming out of the north end or south end of Boston, I should say, and those style pubs. So we've kind of just geared ourselves to serve food that's basically stays in the kind of that pub atmosphere. Mm-hmm. We do try to mix it up with some of the different style Irish food, per se. I do my corned beef a little bit differently. I mean, I don't boil it. I had to grow up that way, and it was awful. So I actually sear mine and slow roast it for 4 hours.
Ooh.
So it's just that a sounds good. Totally different take on it. So
you have corned beef every day?
We have corned beef. We do a dinner in the winter. There's not as much call for it in the summer.
I agree.
But we do have our grilled Reuben on, so we actually grill the sauerkraut, the bread, everything's grilled. So it's kind of a little bit different than what you would normally have. And, you know, I was always taught to take the food of the Irish people, which really isn't all that great, doesn't have a whole lot of flavor growing up like that, and trying to put a little twist on it so that people actually said, boy, that's pretty good.
You know, I love restaurant owners that, you know, that do that, that take that, you know, regular meal and they put their twist on it because Absolutely. It's like it becomes yours, and you know, so that's what it's all about.
That's why we
really
do it.
Is. And you know, for those of us, myself included, that have not been to Mama McDonough's, can you walk us through the front door? It's radio, so you got to be a little bit descriptive. Walk us through the front door and let me know what I might expect as I'm walking in.
Okay, so it's a tiny little building, sits on the corner of Henniker Street, which is the main street in Hillsborough, and at Route 149. So it's got it says Mama McDonough's on the three bay, you know, it's a three bay window in the front, and it says, you know, good times, good friends. This is, you know, kind of where you come to meet. And you walk in, it's got a very big bar.
How many do you have?
It seats about 18
full
people.
Full length of that one side.
Full length.
It's very nice.
So
that's
it seats
nice.
Like, and then we have all high top.
Love
bar
high
tables.
Tops.
So
I'm a fan, you know, of high tops.
It's a little difficult when, you know, people bring children in. But it has worked out. I mean, we've got it better and better as we moved on, and mostly we see kids only breakfast Saturday, Sunday. So
you do breakfast?
Heard they are legendary for
their
breakfast.
Oh, my.
Yeah,
I was on Channel 9 and did my famous steak bomb omelet on...
On Cook's Corner?
Yep,
excellent.
On Cook's Corner, so that was a few years ago. And but it's just has that atmosphere when you come in that you can meet these people that sit at the bar, and within a couple of minutes, they strike up a conversation with you, and you feel like you've been with them forever. So it's just it's that really good feeling. And I know Lou, who's sitting here with me, who's one of my regulars, he can attest to probably most of that, seeing as how he spends a good portion of his time there. So
don't give me away.
Yeah, but, be careful, Rich.
You know, like I said, I mean, the people in Hillsborough are just so gracious and very, very supportive of businesses there. And that's just really, really important.
It is. And you know what? You have Jade on. I'm not quite sure who Jade is.
Jade is my oldest daughter.
Okay.
Who is my partner.
Okay.
So her dad,
I'm partners with my dad.
Yeah, and I'm trying to step backwards and make her take more of an active role. We just put out a new menu only about a month ago now. And Jade actually kind of revamped the whole look of our menu. So she, you know, put a lot of time and thought into it. And we also, when we decide to change, I'm one of those people that likes to change with the seasons. And
important.
We actually will pull in some of our regulars on one of the days we're closed, and we make them sample. And if they like it, it goes on. And if they don't, we don't put it on.
What a great idea.
That's
so we
fun.
Do try to keep everybody involved in
That's
what we're
fun.
Doing.
So is Jade on? Did
yeah,
she
do you
want
to? Let's talk to Jade.
Sure.
Hi, Jade. How
Hi.
Are you?
Good. How are you?
Hello, Jade.
Hi.
Oh.
So it sounds like you are the captain at Mama McDonough's. Is this true?
I'm learning to be the captain.
There you go. It's always a learning experience. That's
yeah.
good.
Oh, yeah.
So what have you done with this new menu?
We added a lot of seafood dishes, which Ooh. Seemed to be a big hit. I love seafood, so I definitely pushed for that, and it's gone over quite well. All kinds of, we have fried clams, fried scallops, we have fried shrimp and haddock bites we added on.
That sounds excellent. Definitely. And you know, This time of year is perfect for that, you know? So
definitely.
That's very smart, very smart. And what other duties do you do at Mama McDonough's? Do you wait on tables or do you mainly manage out front or are you in the kitchen at all or?
I've done everything.
All of the above? I know how it feels.
Got to be well-rounded, do everything that needs to be done. So I'm on the bar when they need somebody else, and I'm in the kitchen on Sunday mornings doing breakfast, and when my dad's away, I'm doing the omelets. And then I'm running around doing errands sometimes when he's not around, too. So I've been in all the
She's talking about the omelets because I've always done them a little bit differently, of which I've taught Jade. And my omelets are tri-folded. So it's not just in a pan flipped over with everything thrown inside. It's kind of thirds and then flipped over. So the presentation is pretty big. We get a lot of people that say, "Well, you can't go anywhere and get an omelet like that. It just doesn't look like a normal omelet."
Good.
You know, quote unquote. So Jade has really kind of picked that that side up, and it's her and I. It's basically all family in the kitchen on Sunday morning breakfast, and my
Yikes.
Wife Jen actually bartends. but the employees there, they've been with me for a lot of them for quite a few years now, and they're like my kids, and that's how we treat everybody.
So you've been there a year and a half?
We've been there a year and a half. My wife and I owned Helling Slopeside at the base of Pat's Peak before
right.
that. Hamaker,
oh, okay.
So.
Yes. Okay.
So then we kind of moved to a smaller venue.
Now the base of it, the one where they serve the breakfast and stuff there at the base of Pat's Peak?
Well,
the restaurant
it was at the entranceway.
Yeah, the street going up to
okay.
Pat's Peak.
Right. All right. Okay.
So
you've been in the business then, because that was going to be my next question.
I've been in this business for 36 years, you know.
Poor
in,
you.
In and out. And, but you know, every time I get out, I turn right back around and come back to it because
yeah, we all do.
It's what you love. And it's hard to get away. And Jade, she shows a lot of that same passion. My youngest daughter, Madison, not so much.
Yeah.
we also ran the Bunkers Bar and Grill, what used to be at Plaza Valley Country Club in Pembroke. And so we've kind of been in this business for a long time.
I'm not sure if this person wants to talk to you, but we have a call. We have Jeff from Deering. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. How's everybody there?
Very good. Great. So what's happening?
Good. I just wanted to say how good the restaurant is, Mama McDonald's.
Lovely. Very
nice. Yeah, I eat breakfast there almost every Saturday and Sunday. It's out of this world. It's great. Everybody should try it.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
That's great.
Yeah.
Jeff, what do you use? Do you have one of Rich's famous omelets that he's speaking about?
I sure have, and they're huge. I mean, and you should let people know, too, that we'll make a two-egg omelet if necessary.
There you go.
I'll do whatever you want, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And the variety of the menu is it's terrific.
Oh, okay. Very Thank nice. You. That was really nice to call
Thank
in,
you.
Jeff. Thank you.
Thank you.
I will say one more thing. The biscuits and gravy are the best I've had.
That's my favorite thing.
That's my little thing. I'm doing it, but that's Yankee style, not Southern style.
Okay, I had to ask because I grew up in Oklahoma. I was about to say, wait a minute, can I get Southern style biscuits and gravy?
Well, you
but
know
they're
what?
Not. They're different.
But actually, one of the girls, Sarah, that works for me just graduated from Johnson & Wales, and she's a baker. So we get our buttermilk biscuits that she bakes for us, but we grill them. We grill the biscuits first, so it's got that little bit of a crunch to it.
Yeah. It's terrific, and the Bloody Marys are out of this world, too.
That's what we love to hear. When you can drink at breakfast, everything's good.
Terrific. Okay, well, thank you. I just wanted to make that comment.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
That was really nice. For those listeners that are just tuning in, you are listening to Food for Thought. We're on 107.7 WTPL FM, The Pulse, and we are in studio with Rich Hellings, the owner of Mama McDonough's. And we have his daughter, Jade, on the line as well. And they're located in Hillsboro. And stay tuned, and we're going to be right back. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. And in for Mike today is Tracy Gregoire. Thank you, Tracy. And Mike is, I did get a text from Mike this morning with a picture.
What is he doing?
He is sailing. He's sailing with another couple. And they were drinking Bloody Marys. We were just talking about Bloody Marys at Mama McDonough's. He was making Bloody Mary. They had big fat shrimp hanging off them, too.
Oh, very nice, man.
But anyway, we are in studio with the owner of Mama McDonough's, Rich Hellings. And Mama McDonough's is located in Hillsboro. It's at 50 Depot Street.
5 Depot Street.
Oh, God. Oh, you know what? Look, that looks like a 5-0 to me, but that's 5 Depot Street. It's 5 Depot Street. You are right. I apologize. And you can like them on Facebook, correct?
Correct.
Come find your Irish side. I love that.
Exactly.
Now, I'm hearing you guys talk about this Ride for Levi. So what is that all about? And I think you brought your friend in.
I did. I brought my friend Lou Cutler. Lou is the one that's kind of running the whole show for it. Levi's dad is a friend of ours. And I started getting involved about a month ago. It was a little bit after Lou came up with the idea for the ride. So I think we ought to really turn it over to him, and he can pretty much answer all the questions.
There you go.
I hope.
So welcome, Lou.
Hi. Thank you. Levi's a 10-year-old boy, one of our friend's sons. Back in April, he was diagnosed with, I won't try to pronounce it, but a brain cancer that was at the base of his brain. So he went into surgery, and they didn't think he'd ever be able to swallow or talk. They had to put a trach in his throat so he could breathe. Since he's been going through his therapy and everything, they did test his trach, and it does seem like they're going to be able to take it out, and he can swallow now. He can talk at some point. One of his vocal cords are working.
That's great news. Looking very good.
Fantastic. He's done a lot better than any of the doctors thought. So I've thought that, you know, we could try to raise some money, and, you know, we have a lot of people that ride motorcycles, and it's always a fun event to be able to do. So we started putting this bike ride together, planned on, you know, 50 to 100 bikes, and it kind of grew from there, and now, you know, we can only guess, but we're figuring somewhere around 250 to 350 bikes.
That's awesome. So yeah. When is this going to take place?
It's happening this Saturday.
Ooh, tomorrow.
We're meeting at the Candy Irving right off of Route 101 on exit 3.
Yep.
We're meeting there. Registration starts at 9, and we're hoping to get out of there at 10. It might go till 10:30, and then we're going to ride up to Heritage Harley-Davidson, and we have a barbecue there, live band. The Jenny Lynn band's going to play. We got raffles, 50-50, so it should be fun. And then we have that till about 3 o'clock. We're going to clean up and then head
back over to Mama McDonough's.
That's right.
So for people that are listening that ride a bike, can they show up tomorrow at the Candia Irving?
Yeah, it's all open
right
registration.
So yep. It's open reservation.
Yeah, we'll have tables there. We'll have shirts and stickers for sale for the Ride for Levi. Try to raise some extra money.
And so there's a fee to do the ride, and that's how you get the funds to donate?
Yeah, it's $25 per rider and $10 per passenger. T-shirts are going to be $20 a piece. And stickers, I think they're going to go for like $5 a piece.
Very nice. You know, my uncle rides a Harley. He's probably sitting out on the sidewalk, and he may be hearing us right now. I'm hoping that he is, because we broadcast outside as well. He loves doing rides like that. So
they're a lot of fun.
Yeah, he does them a lot. He does them a lot.
You know, this is Levi's stay down in Boston is already in excess of $500,000. So it's kind of, you know, every little bit helps. Mm-hmm. So I know when they take off and head back to Hillsboro, the town of Hillsboro has been gracious enough to let us put a snow fence outside the front of our building because we're so small, which has given us enough room to add another 67 people. So we only can limit it to, we're just almost 120 people. So we're kind of on a first come, first serve basis. So.
And it's going to be a fundraiser there as well.
Exactly.
A spaghetti dinner.
We also have, we've got the, you know, spaghetti dinner. The food graciously was donated by Performance Foods, which is out of Augusta, Maine. That's our food people. And
Scott Miller is also going to play.
Yeah, Scott the Snake Miller will be playing live there.
Scott the Snake Miller.
So Scott's a resident up in that area too. So he's been nice enough to be able to donate his time to do that as his band members also.
Nice.
So it's been a big effort from a large group of people, a lot of friends who got together and wanted to do the best we could do to help, you know, alleviate the stress that Levi's parents have to go through trying to, you know, pay all these bills. So
so even if people aren't on the ride and they want to come down to the spaghetti dinner, they can help.
They
that
can, way. You know, like
as
I said,
as long as they get there first. As,
you know, there might be a little bit of a wait. We do have wristbands that'll go on, and then when obviously if somebody leaves, we'll be able to do that. But you know, we promised the town and the fire department we're going to stay within their guidelines, mm-hmm. And that's a pretty good thing. So nobody's, you know, going to be in trouble for anything.
And, you know, listeners, to keep in mind, you know, if you do go down there, remember it's a fundraiser and, right. you know.
Absolutely.
Wait in line a little longer maybe than you would normally.
And, exactly.
You know.
And I know there's a Facebook page, A Little Love for Levi, that you know, people can go out and check it out and
I've
see.
I've been there. He's and so cute.
We did see him bowling yesterday.
Yeah.
So, you know, he seems to be on the mend. Yeah.
So. He was playing a musical instrument the last time I saw some,
oh,
like
really?
Drums or something. Forget what he was doing, sitting in bed playing some music, which was yeah. nice to see.
Yeah. So
now, will Levi be making an appearance tomorrow night?
Levi is actually coming home from the hospital tomorrow. So I think his parents are planning on, you know, getting everybody over there to welcome him home. And I don't think he'll be able to make it to the ride, but I hope so.
Right. Oh, probably not the ride, but at least tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, right,
yeah.
Right,
right, right. Okay, very good. So what else happens at Mama McDonough's? Is there? Do you have live music on
yeah,
the weekends or during the week? Or?
We're closed Monday and Tuesday, and we open up at 3 o'clock on Wednesdays, and we started doing trivia night there, and that's hosted
fun.
By me, so people have to actually put up with me. Jade did it
is
for
Jade
me.
Is Jade still on?
I don't.
I'm still here.
Oh, yeah, okay. She's still there. Jade.
Jade, tell us a little bit about what you guys do for entertainment.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, so I had to take over the trivia, which was, my voice isn't quite as loud as my dad's, so. But it was still fun. What do we got going on? Thursdays, we do ladies' night. We have specials for the ladies. Every day, we have happy hour from 3 to 6. Fridays, we have live music. Saturday night, we have karaoke. And on the second and fourth Sunday of each month, we have live music. As well, so there's always something going on.
Right.
It sounds it. Oh my gosh, it sounds like a really fun place.
So
I
kind of any
to go
night
check
you're looking
out.
To go do something, get
other
out.
Than Monday and Tuesday.
Exactly.
Just yeah. Well, you can come up and just sit at the front door.
No, I don't want to miss what's inside.
No.
So, what are the hours Wednesday through Sunday?
So Wednesday we're open 3 to. We say 9, but you know, obviously it's a bar. If people are in there. Then usually we don't get out of there. It's more like 11. Thursday we do, we open at 11 in the morning. We're open for lunch and we carry through to the same thing. We post that it's 9 o'clock, but we're always open later.
Right. We do that so, at Jay's too.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Friday, again, we're open for lunch at 11. You know, that's till 1 in the morning and, music starts playing at 8 o'clock. And then Saturday we're open. We open for breakfast at 8, and we serve till noon. And again, we close at midnight. And then Sunday we're open at 8 for breakfast again, and then we close at 8 o'clock Sunday night.
Very nice. So on Saturday and Sunday you open at 8 until close till the end. So
correct.
If I get there at 1 o'clock, I can go and have lunch.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yep. Very good. Very good. So Mama McDonough's, let's just tell people where you're located again.
Yeah, so we're located at 5 Depot Street in Hillsborough, New Hampshire, right on the main drag at the 149, Route 149.
And tomorrow, what time is the fundraiser, the spaghetti dinner actually start?
It's starting at, we're going to start it at 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
So, and then we'll run it till it's gone.
Till you run out.
Right. Till we
exactly.
run out.
Exactly.
You know, so.
Excellent. Well, wish you luck and lots of people.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So, again, listeners, Ride for Levi starts tomorrow. 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Registration
yep.
at the Candia Irving, right
yep.
off of 101.
The Candia
off of
first stop. Yep.
Exit 3, and you're gonna leave there about 10 or 10:30. Go over to Heritage Harley.
That's right.
And then straight from there over to Mama McDonough's. Very good. Yeah. Oh, gosh. I hope you have tons and tons of people.
And the weather is looking nice so
yeah.
far.
It's looking to be really nice. Yeah.
Be nice.
Rain's
going
to hold off.
Good. I think, Sunday's not supposed to be so
right.
nice, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, good. You get Saturday, so that's great. Good, good. Anything else you want to? We have, probably... Well, when the music starts, there's going to be any second now. Do you have anything else?
I did want to thank some of the sponsors. We have Continental Paving, donated, Severino Trucking, Candia First Stop, Heritage Harley, and there's many more, but I just wanted to thank some of them.
Are they listed on the Facebook page?
They're not on the Facebook page. They will be because we have posters made up with all their logos that we're going to have up there. So.
Okay. Excellent.
Yep. Very good. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Yes.
Thank you for having us.
Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, you are listening to Food for Thought, and we're at the top of the hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.